Phoenix Audio presents.
Shadows on the Hudson by Isaac Bashevis Singer. Volume 2. Performed by Theodore Bickel, Julie Harris, and John Rubinstein.
Professor Schrager puttered about in his room. The winter twilight had fallen, but the professor did not switch on the lights. He disliked electric light, first because he believed it harmed his eyes, and second because electric light, and light in general, drove away spirits and dulled the sixth sense, the awareness of extra mundane matters. On his desk he kept a brass candlestick with a wax candle. As far as possible, he avoided using all the mechanical innovations of the last 100 years, since he held the view that technological progress had been made at the expense of humankind's spiritual powers. The professor seldom rode on the subway. He never used the elevator. Fortunately, Mrs. Clark lived on the second floor. He did not speak on the telephone. When Mrs. Clark was not at home, the telephone could ring all day long, and the professor would never lift the receiver. There was a radio in the apartment, but the professor never switched it on. What good were all these ridiculous things? How did they benefit human beings? Certainly, electromagnetic waves were a great wonder, but the professor believed that it was a sin to use them for trivial purposes. Why harness angels to a wagon when horses could be used instead? That the angels permitted themselves to be harnessed merely showed their magnanimity. Outside, it was winter, and the steam gurgled in the radiator.